Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say to you this morning, you know, as you're listening, to be encouraged, and that's our goal. Our goal is to encourage you in the Lord, to encourage the saints, and to remind you of the goodness of God, the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ, and his willingness not only to forgive you, but to forget and to restore the years the locust had devoured, that his plans are good for you, that he has a construction site going on in heaven called your mansion, you know, and of course the song says just over the hillside, you know, and that's pretty cool. But if you're down the flatlands like we are in the Gulf Coast, it's just kind of a straight shot. They have a place called Cottage Hill. It's kind of hard to know you're on it. If you pull out your level and put it on the ground, I think it's got like a little bump thing going on. Listen, God's got good plans in store for you. You know, Satan is a liar and he's the father of lies. And there's many people that like to use his, surrender their tongue over to him, like James chapter 3 says, and their tongues are set on fire by hell. And they like to just kind of spread some things your way to cause you to forget that you win. You win through Jesus Christ. So be encouraged. You know, this is time that we have in our eternal life. It's already begun the day that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And this is time that we can actually do for him in a way that we can remember, oh, I'm so glad I did for him, as we enter into heaven. You know, you think about this, you think about it, that, you know, there's a lot of people that look back and they go, man, I wish I would have. You know, mm-hmm. I wish I wouldn't let fear hold me back.
All right.
Makes me think of Rick Joyner's prophetic book about, you know, the epic battles. Not epic battles, last day, but the final quest, you know. And it just took like two or three demons of fear to hold back thousands of Christians.
Right.
You know, and of course, the one who's afraid the most is going to go, I am not scared. I just have these obligations right now. I'm not going to be able to.
I got bills.
I got bills. You know, it's like, you know, I always said, you know, when God was calling me into ministry, that when, you know, the disciples threw down their nets, you know, they saw Jesus. Jesus called them and said, come. And they threw down their nets, which is their business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they followed them, mm-hmm. you know, and they're in business with their father, you know, sons of Zebedee. And then that, you know, your father's probably like, where are you going, son? We're in business together. No, you didn't know that. Right. But also the question I always had was, well, did they owe money on their nets?
Right. I know.
Did they owe money on their nets? And there's so many people held captive because of debt. I mean, he tells us that we're slave to the lenders, you know, mm-hmm. and so be very careful. I was seeing America right now. Was it like 45 cents on every dollar? And so, you know, free yourself up from all those things that hold you back from obeying God, because this is our one time. This is a one little time.
One shot.
Yeah, I mean, we could still be living as long as Methuselah. You know what I'm saying?
Thank goodness we don't.
I mean, look at us now with a few decades behind our belts. You know, it's like,
oh my gosh,
we'd be probably pathetic in about 800 years, right?
I know it would be.
Of course, I don't go into all those details and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's not time to talk about the Nephilim. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.